7.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want, and all you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you on our site, and they are completely free. You can also interact with us on Skype. You can connect to us via username lrn.fm, and you will have to send a request first. We'll accept that request, and then at that point, you'll be able to connect to us easily via Skype. So again, username lrn.fm. Of course, we'll talk to you about anything. Super Bowl is in the news for an F-bomb, apparently, plus plenty more stuff to discuss, including the Postal Service saying they are immune from local traffic laws. And with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Plus, Julia's got a story, a pretty ridiculous story, about MDMA and how the police are finally on to catching up with the latest slang term, which has been around for about
a decade. Over a decade, yes.
At least a decade. So all of that and more. Of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind as well. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And 855-450-FREE, again, is the toll-free number. So, the Super Bowl last night, apparently you guys had an interesting conversation, I found out after your show last night, Mark, the Sunday show.
Yeah, about a third of Americans believe that, apparently, that God is in some way involved in who wins the Super Bowl.
What I thought was more interesting was the talk about the occult symbols and the Illuminati stuff that was allegedly during the halftime show. Mm-hmm. Is I guess replete in a lot of these videos, like music videos and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just still remain somewhat skeptical about it all. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong on this, but it's hard for me to imagine that you're getting all these people who are from these diverse backgrounds all over the country to somehow, these entertainment stars to somehow switch their religion in order to become successful, or I don't know, somehow they do switch their, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's really creepy to me, this symbology, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. I think the creepiest part about it is, you know, not whether or not how widespread it is, but how secretive it is. If it's true, how secretive it is. Because, you know, at least with most religions, like Christianity or whatever it is would pick your major religion, at least they're out front with all their weirdness.
It's above board.
Like, you know what all, you know, what their crazy beliefs are. They're more than happy to tell you all about it.
Right. And there's all kinds of different crazy beliefs that all kinds of different denominations believe. And they're still happy to tell you about all of them. Whereas, in this case, they're keeping it, below board. And the vast majority of these people came from sort of Christian households, I would assume, the nominally Christian households. So we're to believe that they somehow picked up what sounds like a cult or satanic or something like that religion. I don't know. I don't know.
And is it real, or is it just that these symbols have become popular in some way?
Yeah.
I thought you guys had a really interesting discussion about that last night. I wish I could have been there for it.
I'm more interested, though. I mean, because to me that means it's very little, just meaningless to me. What's much more interesting to me is that Americans, a third of Americans believe that God cares about the Super Bowl winner enough to intervene in the game. I mean, to me, that's just stunning. I wouldn't even, as a Christian back in the day when I was a Christian, I would have never imagined anybody saying this. Without kidding, like in church, saying, oh yeah, God wants the 49ers to win.
Well,
does anybody know who won the Super Bowl?
The Ravens.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I heard that last night.
I had no idea. I mentioned how I sit around and
I would love to know how that question was asked. Like, was it asked in a way, So do you believe that God could have played a role in this? And then people just kind of say yes or agree, because people don't really like to be confrontational in a lot of cases. And there have been so many examples of people kind of just agreeing with people.
Could be. I mean, how, the way the question is asked is very important.
Well, I don't know if you saw, supposedly on, I didn't see it, but on Jimmy Kimmel, I think, live, he went around like a week ago and asked people how they felt about somebody winning the Super Bowl, and like a majority of them were like, oh yeah, I watched it, it was amazing, and the Super Bowl hadn't happened yet, but people were just saying
interesting.
It. Yeah, so I kind of wonder how that question was asked, and if people just kind of, if they really believe that, or if they just go along with it because people are strange in that way.
Nah, I couldn't say. I don't know.
Well, the Parents Television Council is back at it. As you may recall, during the, what was it, like a decade ago now, that the Janet Jackson thing happened?
Yeah, I think it's about that.
It's about that, yeah.
Getting close.
So, you know, they were upset back then about the Super Bowl and some of the content of the halftime show and such. Now they are again upset, according to news.yahoo.com and the National Constitution Center. After another obscenity incident involving CBS and a Super Bowl broadcast, the Federal Communications Commission is under pressure to fine the TV network. A watchdog group says it wants the FCC to act after CBS aired audio of Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco using the F word and sending another player using a curse word. Both incidents happened right after the Ravens defeated the San Francisco 49ers in Sunday night's Super Bowl. Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court confirmed the right of the FCC to fine over-the-air broadcasters if they air profane words. It also said the FCC has to make its rules clearer to broadcasters, but the FCC hasn't faced a high-profile profanity case until now since the Supreme Court ruling. The Parents Television Council wants the FCC to act and set a precedent by fining CBS after Flacco's choice of words. They said, this is their president, Tim Winter, quote, "Now, 9 years after the infamous Janet Jackson incident, the broadcast networks continue to have malfunctions during the most-watched television event of the year, and enough is enough! After more than 4 years of inaction on broadcast decency enforcement, the FCC must step up to its legal obligation to enforce the law, or families will continue to be blindsided." Are you worried, Mark? I mean, Jack could have heard the F-bomb on the Super Bowl.
At some point or another, Jack's going to hear the F-bomb. Jack's 5 years old now. I believe I was five when I first heard it.
Really?
Maybe six. How about you?
I'm surprised you remember. I have no idea.
I remember because my friend spelled it for me.
Okay.
And I was old enough to understand what spelling was, so I may be six, maybe seven now that I'm thinking about it. I was thinking about the time frame that it happened, and maybe I'm a little off on the years. I know that a lot of kids hear it before Jack at this point. He just hasn't heard those words, and thank goodness he hasn't. But I don't think, I mean, you know, it's inevitable. What my concern is that he might repeat them because he hears his parents saying them. That's what my concern is.
I think that it's a really important lesson to teach children is when there are appropriate and inappropriate times to use more words than just that. I mean, the way that you're communicating matters differently in different situations. And I think that's something, like, my parents were just like, no, don't ever, ever, ever say those words. And, of course, I wanted to say them because I didn't understand why I couldn't and other people could. And they never really had that conversation with me. So I think that, you know, them hearing the word, maybe if they're really young, obviously, they might repeat it. Or it will just completely go over their head because they don't understand what it means.
Yeah. I remember we were, he'd never heard any kind of expletives at all. We were kind of careful in that way.
Okay.
And he had a toy story. I think it was a VHS that he was watching on a little TV that we had left that still plays VHS.
Yeah.
And there's this part where one of the characters says, "stupid dog."
Hmm.
And that's all he had was stupid. And he
started
latched
using
onto that, so.
What did he call you stupid or something?
No, he called the dog stupid.
Well,
stupid dog.
He might be right.
Well, I mean, stupid compared to him, I suppose, but that's not how one treats, creatures that are entrusted to them.
I get what you're saying. So, more here in moments. Your calls as well.
I'm smarter than you, Ian. I don't call you stupid all the time, do I?
855-450-FREE. Toll-free number, 855-450. Is that condescension, Mark? Is that what condescension is?
It's kind of like that. I mean, maybe a little bit.
All right, so more coming up here.
Superiority.
You can take control of the airwaves.
If it's earned.
And bring up whatever's on your mind. You can, again, bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. More coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may take control of the airwaves. Toll free,
855 453 is the number. You can bring up anything you would like at 855 453. You can also connect to us via Skype at lrn.fm. We will accept your requests, and then you'll easily be able to connect to us there. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features on our site, and we share them with you, including our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built right into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. And that, again, is cam.freetalklive.com.
StatelessSweets.com is the place to get your Valentine's Day candy. Let's face it, compared to handmade, all-natural candy, store-bought candy stinks. I'm not saying that every now and then you don't like a little store-bought candy, but, you know, this is Valentine's Day. It needs to be special, and StatelessSweets.com has it for you. They also have paleo and diabetic-friendly options for those of you that have special dietary needs for your loved one. They've got memberships where you can buy, get a monthly amount of Stateless Sweets sent to you or your loved one. That's a really great Valentine's Day gift. They've got English toffee, cinnamon caramels, fudge, chocolate-covered cashew brittle, all kinds of new candies they're adding all the time. You need to go over there and check it out. It's statelesssweets.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order at statelesssweets.com. It's it's a good idea to get your loved one Stateless Sweets, and it's a good idea to save 10%. So use coupon code FTL at statelesssweets.com.
Yes, indeed. Let's go right into the phone calls here. We can talk more about the profanity situation with the FCC, the Parents Television Council, and the Super Bowl, but Alex is on the line, listening in Maryville, Tennessee. Hey, Alex.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the kind of the Illuminati-type stuff and kind of the implication that all these people must be into some kind of cult.
All right.
Something nefarious. A lot of the implications that get of the language that gets thrown around basically kind of states that anything that is outside of sort of the mainstream Christianity must be satanic. And as a person who belongs to a kind of non-Abrahamic, non-Christian faith, that's a little bit disturbing for me because I see a lot of this. And I mean, who cares what their religion is, to be honest? I don't.
Well, I don't care what their religion is, but don't you agree that it's, it is odd that a lot of these, the symbology keeps on showing up all the time? And
well, a lot of the symbology is almost universal.
Almost.
Certainly it's true that the Satanists do not own the pentagram. I mean, that's been used in a lot of different ways.
The pentagram originated as a Jewish symbol. As the seal of Solomon, but much like the Star of David is the kind of the comparable.
Yeah, but the reverse pentagram, the one with the star pointing downwards, was that Jewish with the circle around it?
That's more of like a medieval alchemical ritual magic sort of thing. Ritual magic started out as more or less in a Christian sense, in a Christian and Jewish sense. Is you would invoke angels to protect you or try and bind demons, you know, to achieve a purpose, not because you weren't worshiping the evil power or whatever. You were just trying to manipulate it to serve your own means. But I get a little bit perturbed about that kind of stuff. And one of the funny things I've always thought about is you'll hear a lot of people who might otherwise be all rah rah America, the founding fathers, but when you bring up the subject of Freemasonry, which is sort of the granddaddy of them all as far as the secret societies go, they get uncomfortable and think that there's something nefarious about that, when it mostly just seems to be a bunch of good-natured old fellas that like to get together and do little rituals and raise money for
That's what it seems like to me. I tend to agree in that area.
Right. The Masons that you meet and talk to certainly seem like a good bunch of guys who are just trying to help their community. But I've been inside one of those Masonic rooms before, and it's creepy as hell.
Well, most of Freemasonry, their entire mythology is derived from Judaism. It's derived from the building of the temple, building of Solomon's temple.
It's definitely got that, like, sacrificing dead animals.
Were you in
vibe.
There?
Yeah, yeah. We went, because there's one above where they do the public television
here in town, yeah.
Here in Keene.
Okay,
and
I didn't know if you were there.
You know, it's dark, and there's kind of like an altar and, like, axes hanging everywhere. And it's just got a creepy vibe to it.
Definitely.
Just me.
It definitely was a creepy vibe.
Well, I'll say for someone like you guys, you're not religious.
Well, I've been religious. I mean, and I guess I am. I am. I'm not organized religious, but I do have a religious belief system myself. Maybe it's just creepy to us because we didn't, you know, we weren't brought up in, you know, those sorts of things. Maybe if, you know, maybe if I went into a church and I hadn't been raised in a church, I'd feel like that was creepy too.
I guess the closest thing I could make it akin to would be the way that everyone kind of pitches a fit whenever Muslim mentions anything about jihad, and they may mean jihad in the personal sense, you know, to kind of conquer your own demons or whatever. And people don't, it's because people don't understand the language. They don't understand the symbology of it. And most of the symbology behind Freemasonry, from what I know a decent bit about it. It's more about self-liberation, about enlightenment.
Now, are you seeing that stuff in, like, the Super Bowl or the music videos, Freemason symbols, or... Because I don't know what all their symbols are, so all I know is, you know, I've seen, like, I watched that Kesha video last night that Brian, well, I don't know if he mentioned that on the air.
I haven't seen much of these videos, but most of these things they're derived from, at some point, Freemasonry, and then, you know, older, you know, sort of the inspirations for it, which is a lot of Egyptian paganism, largely, but, like I said, some of these things are just almost ubiquitous. Although I do know that I believe that Jay-Z is actually involved in something called the Five Percenters.
What's that?
Sort of a black, they're not really a secret society.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do with a lot of black liberation sort of things that came along, probably starting in the 50s and 60s. And he's used, some of that language in some of his music before, but I don't really think those people run the world. I think the people who run the world make themselves pretty freaking evident, and they're pretty awful as it is. They don't have to be involved in cult.
I agree with that. I mean, certainly it's evil. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly obvious that there are people out there who wish to oppress and who are doing it blatantly and in your face. And, you know, some people will say, well, why are they putting all these symbols out there? And I don't know if there's an answer for it, because it's clear that they're not trying to hide it. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, it's not subtle at all. And if you watch this Kesha video, there's a pentagram very prominent in the video. There are upside down crosses all over the video. There was also a video I was watching, a K-pop video, that had a pentagram very prominently featured multiple times during the video, and I was shocked at how obvious it was. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply
reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And join us online again and enjoy all the features we have there. You get to create the content, submit what you want to our website. It appears on the upcoming stories page. Then must receive a certain number of votes to make it to the front page of the site. And that means more people are likely to see it and talk about whatever that might be. It could be a YouTube video. It could be a news story. It could be some sort of blog post. Whatever you want to submit, go ahead and do that over at freetalklive.com. And it makes a big difference for us when you do that because it helps us find show prep for this program. So if you submit something there and it's popular enough to make it to the front page, it might very well make it on the air. Of course, the best way to get what you want on the air is to just call in at 855-450-FREE, or you can get us on Skype at lrn.fm, and you can get us in real life at the 2013 Liberty Forum, coming up February 21st through the 24th. I'm looking forward to this. It's one of my favorite things to do all year long because you get to be around hundreds of other people who are similar to you. They don't necessarily have the same religion, and that's kind of what we've been talking about so far on the show tonight, but they're similar in that they believe in freedom, in that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. Be free to worship whatever you want to worship or not worship anything as long as you're not hurting anybody. That's a basic tenet of the Liberty belief system, and hundreds of people that think like that are all going to be in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And it's a great excuse to come up here during the wintertime, check out the Free State Project, this movement of 20,000 people, or what we want to be 20,000. It's currently over 13,000. 20,000 people that will converge upon New Hampshire and get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. You'll be able to meet a lot of those great people. A lot of your future neighbors, for instance, will be at this event.
go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more and get signed up. Use our discount code and you'll save 10% on the already low registration fees. It's $209 for the entire weekend, and that includes 5 in-hotel meals. So that's a hell of a deal. You can also save yourself $100 by going with the non-meal options, and then you'd be responsible for feeding yourself. But it's a great time. You get to meet some really cool people, see some excellent speakers and panel discussions, and even some cool movies are going to be there. We can tell you more, I think, about Silver Circle here in a little bit. But Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is going to be premiering in its director's cut form on Friday night. And then Vermin. Varen Z, former president of the Free State Project. Vermin Supreme is going to be there, and he's going to be screening a movie for us as well. So that's pretty exciting. There's lots of great stuff going on. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more as we go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to talk about spring break, because a lot of students are planning on what they're going to be doing on spring break. And some of them are going to be fleeing the country in order to be able to exercise their right to drink alcoholic beverages, an inherent natural right, in a place that where enemy goons cannot touch them.
Sure.
And I want to just point out that it's very important to understand, drinking too much does not hurt the enemy one bit. Okay? Don't forget that. You're not getting even with them by drinking too much.
You're only getting even with your brain.
What you got to do is think of, spend, you got plenty of time to think of what's the nastiest thing you can write on a postcard to the state senator elected in the district where you live. Okay, and put your full name and address for the return address, because you know they see, oh, I'm going to have to reply to this and put out some garbage about thank you for contacting me, yada, yada, and they'll have to stay where they stand. Here's something like, well, you sold my freedom for highway money. Would you also sell your daughter for cocaine money? Think of something. It's got to be hostile, because a lot of these idiots are so far gone. I mean, sometimes a rapist is honestly so far gone that he doesn't expect the victim to be angry at him. And a lot of these oppressors actually think, well, we'll just explain to them that it's for their own protection, and they'll understand and accept that until they understand. Somebody says, why don't you pour gasoline all over yourself and light a match? You'll get a warm feeling that way. If you enjoy that warm feeling you get from protecting people under 21, hey, maybe you saved my life, Senator. Don't you wish you hadn't?
I've got to say, I agree that it's a natural right for humans to imbibe whatever it is that they want, but I think that the most effective way to communicate one's message just about every time is to use as civil a language as you can, and to, if you're writing a letter, to preempt whatever concerns that person might have. And I think you bring up a valid concern, which is that they'll just say, oh, well, I've got, you know, this reason or that reason. And you can just say, look, I'm not interested in your platitudes. I'm interested in my human right. I don't want to hear what your, why you think it's a good idea for kids not to drink. I want to hear why you don't think they have the human right to.
Yes, stuff like that. Not just kids, but Mr. and Mrs. 20. That's what you got to call these people
right.
In political debate. Mr. and Mrs. 20 makes it look even more absurd for the government to decide to treat them like babies, which is the government. And, hey, if they drink, they drink. If they die, they die. It's their business. It's their right.
Good call tonight, Tom. Appreciate your thoughts and hearing from you.
What we often find is the people that are drinking and dying are people that have it's either illegal for them to imbibe alcohol, or it has recently been illegal for them to imbibe alcohol. They learned the practices of imbibing alcohol, while it was
under
illegal.
Prohibition.
So one, what people who are concerned about young people, Mr. and Mrs. 20, imbibing alcohol is they need to ask themselves is, you know, do you want these people to grow up under these practices, to learn that? Do you want them to be taught to drink alcohol, which apparently is important because the vast majority of Americans do it or have done it.
Yep.
So do you want them to be taught by teenagers? That's who taught me to drink alcohol.
Taught me.
My mother didn't teach me. My father didn't teach me. I went out and learned how to drink alcohol from teenagers. The last people I would want teaching my child anything.
I would say, especially if you have a teenage daughter and you're concerned about where she might be hanging out, because drinking alcohol with teenagers brought me to some very sketchy places with questionable characters.
Yeah.
You know, and now that I'm old enough to see that, I just think about some of the guys that I was hanging out with to get alcohol.
To get some alcohol.
Yeah, and it was disgusting. And I mean, if my dad knew that at the time, he would have been horrified.
Yeah.
So if you have a teenage daughter, teach her how to drink alcohol responsibly from a young age. And we've seen this work. If you look at cultures like in Europe, for example, where teenagers are allowed to have a glass of wine with dinner, they do not have the binge drinking rates that we have here. Which is kids graduate from high school, they get their first experience away from their parents, and they go frickin' nuts.
Yep,
if you care about your kids, you should teach them that.
And most European countries don't have the alcoholism rate that the United States does, and I don't know what that's all caused by. I don't think it really ultimately matters. What ultimately matters is, look, it's your body. You get to decide what goes in it. Once you make a, once you know, your rights end at my nose. Once you step across that line, that's an entirely different story. You're still responsible for that, whether you were, you know, S-faced or what.
You know, Julia, you've got a related story, if you can pull it up, about that's going to affect teenagers, but also adults, regarding this synthetic cannabis. And we've discussed these things on the show in the past. Now, synthetic cannabis, I don't think, is qualified as a bath salt, but bath salts are obviously in the news a lot as well, and these are other synthetic versions of, you know, other drugs that are available out there.
Yeah, basically, because the good drugs have been illegal for so long, and people want to get their hands on them, and in a lot of cases, maybe they're on probation, and they're concerned with drug testing, now there is just the most disgusting range of all of these research chemicals that... people are concerned about marijuana, but marijuana has been around for hundreds of years, and we know
thousands
what it does. You don't know what JH-1200 does.
Well, we're going to find out what it allegedly did, one of these, versions of synthetic cannabis, because there are several different ones. What one of them did to a teenage girl, I guess?
16.
We'll come back with that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's creepy symbols, the F-bomb, or whatever you want.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have for you. And you can actually help support the show if you would like, if you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, because, you know, this is not the Rush Limbaugh program, and we don't make the money that Rush Limbaugh makes. So having some money to really advertise the show to radio stations helps out. We're on over 100 stations today, but we could be on more than that. There are probably several more hundred stations that we could get on with Free Talk Live if we had the ability to penetrate the market in an effective manner, and that takes money. So if you can help us out with that, it only costs you $5 a month to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's what the money is being used for, is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. In fact, just today, Mark, I bought us tickets to the Talkers Convention. They're changing the name of it. It used to be the New Media Seminar, but the Talkers Magazine yearly New York City convention, where we go and schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs and decision makers and people like that. So it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that sends us to those things. It helps us buy ads with industry publications and helps us buy equipment like satellite equipment for new radio stations that are coming on board the show. Makes a big difference for us when you AMP. So thank you for those who have and who are currently AMPing. And if you have not yet done so, please take a moment. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and enjoy the perks, too.
We were just talking about the Liberty Forum, and it's the Thursday prior to the Liberty Forum.
That's technically during the Liberty Forum.
It's during the Liberty Forum.
It's the first day of the Liberty Forum.
The evening of the first day of the Liberty Forum is Thursday evening at 9 p.m. There's going to be a showing of the Silver Circle movie at Chunky's Restaurant. There's going to be a bigger crowd than they can really accommodate there at the Liberty Forum, so mm-hmm. They're going to provide finger food and transportation, a cash bar, luxury seating, all kinds of great stuff for your $15 to go.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, so you get enough, you get something to eat, and you're going to be able to watch, and you're going to be able to have a nice seat to do it.
It's a long-awaited release, too. This
indeed,
been, in the works.
It's going to be happening at 8:15 for food and drinks, and I guess it starts at 9 p.m. is when it's going to happen. But they're going to give you transportation, and so it's going
to
really.
Oh, that's cool that you get to eat first. That way, you're not really too distracted during the movie
and
by eating.
Celebs will be going along, so you'll be have that event. And as I understand, the tickets are dwindling rather quickly. There still are tickets available, and you go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. I would absolutely go to this if I could. I'm going to be on the air, but you don't have to go watch Free Talk Live on Thursday night. There'll be plenty of nights to watch Free Talk Live at the Liberty Forum. Go ahead and go to this movie. Get your tickets at freestateproject.org/libertyforum for Thursday night, February the 21st at 9 p.m.
All right, we're talking about the research chemicals, and Julia, you have a story about a teenage girl who allegedly smoked some of the imitation cannabis, which, of course, none of these chemicals would exist if we didn't have drug prohibition, because they exist basically to market to people who are either too scared to smoke real cannabis or they're afraid of a drug test or something
right.
like that.
I mean, a lot of people associate legal with
safe.
And that's a big problem. And I think that, I mean, the amount of these stories that come out, I haven't heard one this bad yet, but there's been lots of bad bath salts and these synthetic drugs news stories. And you just don't hear these real horror stories with marijuana, not in the same way and in the same numbers.
I've never heard a horror story with
marijuana.
Well,
I've heard some embellished, you know what I mean? Like, they'll take a horrible crime and they'll say, well, marijuana was in his system. So they'll try as hard as they can to kind of demonize it. But for as short as these have been out, the number of these really scary stories that have come out is just... It's not like the other drugs.
Now, they'll say that marijuana has it will take people that are likely to have psychotic episodes and make them more likely, or at least people that are predisposed to have psychotic episodes are likely to want to try marijuana, one of these two. But there seems to be a link, some kind of link between
schizophrenia.
Between schizophrenia and marijuana. But there's
no government-funded study?
There's no way to say, well, look, man, you can go ahead and have a biased opinion if you want to have a biased opinion, but nobody...
I'm just asking you what the study was, that's all.
That program in the United Kingdom that did the 20 most dangerous drugs, it ranked MDMA safer than marijuana, and it brought that point up in there. So I don't know if you would call that a government... they didn't have the bias with a lot of the other drugs like MDMA. It seemed to be a somewhat honest report.
So, you know, I don't... I think that compared to all the other drugs, and I'm going to list alcohol on that list.
Yes.
I don't think caffeine tends to be a pretty very dangerous drug, but, you know, tobacco, this is a killer. Tobacco's a killer, and it's legal, so...
Well, and it's a known killer. Like, in fact, most people that smoke it are comfortable. They're so comfortable with that fact.
They call them coffin
nails.
Laugh.
Yeah, they call them cancer sticks and stuff like that. It's just something that they've accepted. I like doing this. It might kill me. I don't care.
But there's a long history of tobacco. It's been with us for a long time, as has cannabis. These new chemicals, however, have only been around for the last 20 years or so. I remember we had a guy call in and say, I think it was in the 90s when they were doing the, with like the National Drug Abuse Association or whatever, I forget what they're called, the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Anyway, they had funded the research that essentially created these analog chemicals, these chemicals that are basically very structurally similar to the chemical they're attempting to ape. So, you know, you mentioned JWH-012. There are a bunch of these chemical structures. And essentially they'll just take, you know, a molecule from one point and they'll move it to another place, or they'll add a molecule or take one away or something like that, to where it's not exactly THC or it's not exactly MDMA or it's not exactly whatever it is that is the illegal chemical. That way it's not illegal. And if the federal government makes one of them illegal, and they have done this, they've made several of these research chemicals illegal.
Well, it's actually a really nasty game because they can't keep up with it.
Well, that's just it. If they make some of them illegal, and they have done that, they just change the chemical configuration again, and they make JWH-027 or whatever the next one is.
I mean, this is really probably one of the worst effects of the drug war. Like, it's gotten this bad at this point. Like, drugs have just been illegal for so long, and now drug dealers have drug manufacturers have essentially figured a way around this, right?
Maybe
these people are still making a lot of money.
I want to get into what happened to this young lady here in a moment, but first let's go to the phones and talk to Jeff. He is on the road in Maine, and Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind, Jeff?
Just wanted to call in and point my two cents into this discussion about the safety of marijuana, MDMA, and other synthetic substances. And before I go on, is my connection pretty crappy? I'm on my cell phone on the highway.
You actually sound pretty good. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Well, I just wanted to say, first off, my seat of the pants opinion on marijuana and whether or not someone can actually smoke himself into a psychotic state. I actually have a little firsthand experience with this. One of my ex-wife actually did this to herself, but I think she was predisposed to psychosis prior to self-medicating and making her condition worse. So, I just, you know, again, just first-hand anecdotal evidence from me, it is possible. But given the number of people that I know that have smoked pot and the quantities which they've smoked, I really have to believe that you have to have an underlying condition which marijuana makes worse.
Yeah.
Because of all the folks I've ever known. And I'm in my early 40s, and I started smoking pot sometime, 14. So I've known an awful lot of people, and I've smoked an awful lot of pot. And I'll tell you, she's the only one that ever had any kind of psychotic issue as a result of smoking marijuana. And even at that, it took a prodigious amount to the point where you're smoking roughly a half an ounce to three-quarters of an ounce a week.
Got it.
I'd have to agree with your assertion here. I think that it's a pretty rare circumstance.
I agree.
I just don't think that it's responsible for Free Talk Live and specifically Ian to just say, marijuana's wonderful. It's given to us by the Egyptians, and they love it, and we got cannabinoid receptors in our brain. I just don't think it's responsible.
I absolutely agree with you, and I certainly don't want to make my personal opinion seem like a ringing medical endorsement. I'm no doctor. I'm no lawyer. Your individual mileage and results may vary. So, as with anything else, you know, everyone should take very good care of themselves, take caution, and, you know, not take what somebody else says for granted, do their own research.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't think I said marijuana was wonderful, Mark, but it is sort of a miracle drug.
For some.
It does fix some ailments. There's no doubt about it.
But drugs have different effects on different people.
Alcohol has been used for a lot of medications.
And I never would have said drugs didn't have effect. This, you know, the same. I never would have said that it has the exact same effect on everybody.
Right. It's up to you to learn what is safe and okay for you to use. And you have to be honest with yourself to do that.
More coming up. Julia will tell us what happened to this 16-year-old girl who allegedly smoked some of the synthetic cannabis. And it was not a good thing. Really scary stuff. More on the way. Hour two is next. You can take control.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-FEDERAL. 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.